Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, or Xing, or something like that. It's a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. Look, if you weren't hanging out, I pretty much have nothing to do now, would I? Right? Again, a lot happening today. A lot of things, I just find this amazing. The amount of stories that are coming out, attacking Trump, holding Haley in high esteem, and for no real reason. Well, we know why. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's, I say it all the time, that's how we all win, right? That's how you make something happen. If you want, let me get this stuff out of the way, right? MyPillow.com, head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has gone out of his way to make available for guys like me to be able to make money online because, Twitter and Facebook and what have you, they pretty much locked us out of everything. So, in all sincerity, head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, and you'll get anywhere from 30 to 70% off. You've got pillows, sheets, pillowcases, towels, all kinds of stuff that you use at home every day. Don't buy them from those people that don't care about you. Do not feed China. Right? I mean, I do not get any of this. So put your money where you know it's going to return to you in a lot of different ways, and shoring up your country, shoring up the issues that you find important. Mike Lindell and team are not going to fund projects. I'm sure they're not having parties with Bud Light. Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, 30-70% off pretty much anything there. And including doggy beds, like the doggy beds. All right, back at it. Wisconsin, Biden blasted again. Have you noticed he's been getting worse on a daily basis? Right? You got gibberish like you've never seen. And he looks like he's so authoritative, right? And the Wisconsin Brewery speech? It was like he was speaking a different language. Almost, I would have said if he was really religious, I probably would have said, he was speaking in tongues or something like that. But How many people can understand what he said? This isn't just me making fun of him. This is gospel truth. Take a... Well, let's see if this will work. Yeah, okay. Take a listen. Maybe.
Beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this refinery. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why.
Hey, you know, what'd he say? You know, he's been mocked all over social media. He made absolutely no sense whatsoever. Right? I don't know if he was speaking a different language. He flubbed up the words. I don't think it had anything to do with him not being able to read the words. Do you? You look at his face, I think he totally lost his train of thought. I really do. Anyway, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. But they went crazy on him online, and not just the right. I mean, seriously? Social media users torrented the President Biden on Thursday after he made a series of verbal stumbles. Stumbles? Really? Is that what you call that? During an address at the Wisconsin Brewery, Biden gave his speech at Earth Rider Brewery in Superior, Wisconsin, where he doubted his economic record, a.k.a. what he calls Bidenomics. Right. And its success of his bipartisan infrastructure legislation in a bid to shore up support for his 2024 reelection bid. There's nothing there. There's nothing to run on. He can't give you real numbers. Right? And again, everybody online was talking about how he sounded like he was speaking a total different language, like he was presenting it to a different group of people. The man is in serious trouble. He is seriously declining. And I'm going to say it like I always say it, shame on his family. Shame on them for what they're doing to him. There's no reason with this. There's no reason other than they want to keep power. They could give a crud less about him. Right? I don't know. I don't know. Would any of you do this? The chat room's up and running at JoeMessina.com. Would you do this to your own people? Your own mom? Your own dad? Anyway. Seriously. Oh, and even, I love doing these quick short stories. Katie Couric in the interview with Kamala Harris, whatever her name is. She finally looked at VP Harris. She said, look, you're not in charge of the border. And she didn't mean it like, you know, you're not in charge. Right? She's telling her, you don't have control of the border. You're not in charge of the border. You're not taking care of the root causes. Their team is turning on them. The people that protected them are turning on them. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Fellas for Rachel joins me right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe's in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. With me? With me? With me? Whatever. It's not an English class, people. It's a radio show. Thank you. All right. So anyhow, some of you are making fun of me for the way I talk. Well, this is the way I talk. You know, what can I tell you? Send me a book on English speaking for idiots or something, whatever it is. Yeah, they make those books. Anyway, I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, as you are pretty often. Alfonso Rachel joins us. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. Now, you assure me that the Zopian Den is purely above board, right?
Above board?
What kind of question is that? What do you mean?
Zopium den. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You didn't think of that. Yeah, okay.
It's an idiom, you know, of course it's a play on my name, Zo, but it's also a play on the idiom of religion being the opium of the masses.
Ah, right.
So I went with Zopium then because, hey, you know, it's not the religion that we're after. It's Jesus himself. That's what we follow. We follow Jesus.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just had this conversation with another brother about calling it religion. He got really crazy. And I said, look, I get it. It's not a religion for us. It's a relationship with Christ. I got that. When people use certain terms, you initially have to use those terms to bring them in so they understand what the heck you're talking about. And then you turn into, you can even say, I don't like religion. Yeah, I love those people who say, I don't go to church because I don't like organized religion. You know, really? That's the reason you don't go to church. Okay. It was like to be unorganized. I mean.
Right. Yeah, but it's like for me, I tell them, hey, well, you're in good company because I don't like religion either. I'm not a religious person. Like I said, I don't follow religion. I follow Jesus. You know, it's we love the law who loves us back. Yeah. You know, it's religion itself doesn't love you back. Religion is just this doctrine, right? But the Lord himself. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, and again, I'm reading more. I don't know about you, but I'm reading more and more stories online of, you know, some ex-Muslims that have turned to Christ when they started to read and find out and heard, and it was a whole different experience for them, if you would. So it's nice. And it is the one-on-one thing. I mean, again, people looking at you, they're looking at how you're living your life, what's going on in your life. When they decide to make some of these decisions. Although I realize they shouldn't be basing everything on me, but the bottom line with it is we are the first quote-unquote Jesus they see or example of Jesus they see, right?
We are supposed to be his ambassadors, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, watch what you're saying, people. It's really that simple. Surprised by the New Hampshire primary at all?
Nah.
I'm
surprised that Nikki Haley's surprised.
No, what I love was we're in it to stay. We almost got the majority of the votes. Okay, that's a good way to look at it, I suppose.
So, all right,
you know.
What is that? How does that term go? Almost only counts with Volkswagen and hand grenades.
No, horseshoes and hand grenades. Horseshoes and hand grenades. You know. Oh God. So I like to have fun with you with these stories. In Boston, you got to think about what's behind this. Boston is now looking, the city of, not the state of Massachusetts, looking at reparations that will, they're going to study the impact slavery had on the residents there in Boston. So I can already see it on your face. But the thing I find really funny about all this, now remember, the New England states... Right? You had the Union and the Confederacy. Last I checked, the Union was from the northern states, not the southern states. So let's just start off there. How many slaves do you think are walking around in Boston, number one? Why is it that all these cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, somehow they're going to make monetary reparations and they can't even feed their own people?
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But now here's where it gets this is where really it gets really fun though. There was slavery in the North.
Yeah.
And there was slavery in the Northeastern states. Know why, folks? Because there were Democrats there. That's why. Okay. So if Boston wants to do this experiment and the effects of slavery and stuff like that, or especially those who want the party that wanted to keep slavery legal, the ones that wanted to keep it going.
Yeah.
Well, that's your Democrats. And you don't have to do some big research or, like, you don't even need a time machine. You just look at what the Democrats are doing today. Okay, they haven't stopped. It's just the difference is that, you know, they don't use black folks to farm cotton anymore. They use black folks to farm votes. They're the black community is ballot cattle to the Democrat Party now. So that's how they're used. So I just helped you guys save a ton of money, but I know you guys like spending other people's money to do these experiments.
Oh God, it's just always interesting to me the these cities that have no money to begin with. You know, you really believe in reparations. You really believe it's the way to go. Make it a federal thing. And to your point, why do I have to pay for that? My family didn't even get here until the 40s, right? That's number one. Number two, yeah, I know, we got the white skin, the whole nine yards, whatever. But number two is every step of the way in history, every single step, to your point, the Democrats are the ones that shored it up, held it up, kept it from you know, going away. And if you read the letters from our founding fathers in the early days, they finally realized that they needed to leave it in the Constitution, or they needed not to deal with it, to get the union made so they could go. Big mistake. They made a big mistake in believing that they were going to fix this in short order. It was 100 years after the Constitution they finally got it taken care of. But with all that said, to your point, you're going to love this. What was the longest filibuster in U.S. history? Do you have any idea?
What that against...
go ahead.
We want to do away with them Jim Crow laws. We want to make sure that can we do away with those? Can we make sure that we stop it with the revocation of civil rights and voting rights? I mean, what are you doing?
Well, you know, if you don't tell the whole, I mean, it's a short story, but if you don't tell the whole story, right? You think, oh, they put up a big stink over, you know, a day or whatever, and they held up voting on it for a little. No. The longest filibuster in U.S. history was 75 days long, and it took place in 1964. For those of you who don't have enough toes and fingers, that's a little over 2.5 months. 2.5 months, okay? When the Democrats tried to block the Civil Rights Act, right? Now they give LBJ credit for all of that, don't they? They give him credit for putting that together, freeing the slaves and the black people, and you're going, your team voted against it. They fought you every step of the way. Hello? Anybody home?
They switched.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. They switched sides.
They went trans.
I got trans. Trans Dems. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen tomorrow in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, requested the new execution method. The United Auto Workers Union endorsing President Biden in the race for the White House. Stock in Tesla dropped Wednesday off of news that it fell short of revenue projections for the fourth quarter. Elon Musk's company dropping 6% after revenue rose only 1% in the last 3 months. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley held a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe's in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution. It's the best way to make things happen. Right? You get informed, then you engage. You sound like you got two brain cells rubbed together, and that's what we need. We need you to sound like you have two brain cells rubbed together. So don't mistake you for the other people, if you know what I mean. Anyhow. Oh, always a pleasure. Alfonso Rangel joins us. Zoe does. He's the host of the Zopian Den, the Zoloft, and the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. And we find your, you know what, and great music, too. Seriously.
Oh, thank you, man.
You gotta, first of all, you gotta partake of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. Seriously. Okay? And do you use these and thouest and thouest and soeth and suffereth and all that?
No, we don't do the forsoothly thing. Okay. I think that's what that's called. Forsooth. No, we don't do that.
Oh, God. So, anyway, yeah, I really did a bad thing. Not more than once in my life, obviously, but where I was speaking to a group of Baptist ministers, and I was using the New King James and could see some souring faces and just said, look, I tried the old King James, dude. I had blood coming out of my mouth. I kept chewing on my tongue. It's just not going to work.
Oh, jeez.
And, yes, needless to say, there wasn't an eruption of laughter in the room. apparently, yeah, to my Baptist friends, do you have to give up your laughter card? I don't understand. Whatever. Anyhow. So, I'm getting in a lot of trouble here. I better shut up. So, hey, I was thinking, I got a couple other things I want to talk to you about, but I'm going to start here. John Fetterman, he has
two brain cells together. Oh, was that,
well, no, but have you seen him as of late where he's slamming his own party now over the fact that they're leaving the border open? He doesn't understand why they don't want to take care of the border. He doesn't understand why, you know, we're not helping Israel. We're not really doing what we need to do for Israel. He goes through this whole thing, and I'm listening to him going, wait a minute. That's not Fetterman. That can't be Fetterman. That should be a lookalike that they pulled out of some kind of Republican lineup or something. I don't know. But if a stroke will fix this mindset, let's help them all. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's his other head talking. It might be his other head talking, man. That's the other head that has the other brain cell that they rub together. I mean, because, you know, these people, man, they're having a hard time trying to figure out which chromosomes to rub together. You know, so, but, you know, but I don't know, man. I guess it can happen. You know, as they say, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how his, you know, how his wife feels about that. Isn't his wife a Muslim?
I don't know. That's a good question. I saw pictures of her. I don't, and yet I'm not trying to be nasty, but she almost looked like a Satanist in the picture I saw.
Yeah, it's
you know, I'm just saying
something a little like witchery around there. But and I don't want to. It's just because as far as she might be Middle Eastern. I don't want to say that all Middle Easterns are Muslims. You don't have to be a Muslim to be Middle Eastern, or vice versa, or anything like that. But as far as I remember, yes, she might be Muslim. So I was wondering what she might have to say about that.
Yeah, but I did find, and then, you know, the progressives immediately came out against him, you know, tore him up one side down the other. They actually blamed it a bit on his stroke. So if they could blame his stroke for where he's at, can I blame his stroke for bringing him back to reality?
So they recognize that he's had a stroke.
Yeah.
They recognize that now. They recognize that the guy, it's like, wow. It's like, well, we've been trying to tell you. And now it's like, well, man, something's happening to him. Maybe he is healing because he's starting to think straight. But.
Oh, God. All right. Van Jones, one of our favorite people to have fun with. He saw the numbers or is watching the numbers that apparently the job, you know, stuff going on for the black community, young black community especially, is growing, so there are more blacks finding jobs. Well, he pushed back on that, and he said, yeah, that's great, but they're crappy jobs. I'm going, okay. He says, you know, facts and feelings are very different, and because he saw the report about, you know, consumer sentiment and you know, the job market and all that. And he said, and he was very upset that the black community, black voters, in a recent poll, said that 57% of black voters disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. 56% of black voters said they disapproved of Biden's attempts to reduce inflation. But the big thing behind it was these jobs that are available, apparently, are only like menial jobs, labor jobs, like, you know, janitors and carpenters and all. And somehow now that's the meaning. And I thought for a second, going, if I'm trying to, and I've done this, if I'm trying to feed my family, I'm short of funds, I'm not making the money I need to make, yeah, I'll clean the toilet, I'll clean the bathroom, I'll do whatever it takes to put food on the table. Why does it always have to be demeaned? Why does it have to be like that?
Yeah, I tell you what, man, and that right there is one of the reasons why a lot of black folks don't have jobs, because of people like him who tell them that it's beneath them to do that. So then they go and wonder why that black people don't have jobs. And not only that, when you climb the ladder, so to speak, if it's not beneath you to do a job like that, jobs, when you do like that, you escalate to other jobs and you have the integrity to handle that job. You know, rather than just feeling like I'm entitled to some prestigious job, and you don't even have really the work ethic and integrity to actually take on a job like that. And for, as far as banjo, like, what kind of job should these people have? Should they have your job? And if that's the case, how did you get your job? Who stood in your way of getting your job, Van Jones? I mean, you're able to do what it is that you do. Are you like some sort of Superman with like some sort of powers or something like that you were able to get past the white man and get your job and these other people can't? Are you so much better than the rest of these black folks where you were able to get that job and they can't, and they need you to pander to them and be condescending and be like, this job is all they can get is like some sort of, you know, whatever. It's like, man, it's an honest work that they can build on. You know, these people make me sick.
Well, you said it's honest work. Look at Larry Elder has a guy, no matter how you feel about the guy, he has a story about his dad and, you know, coming to California after going through a whole bunch of stuff on the East Coast and thinking that California was less racist, or not racist for that matter, came here, couldn't get a job, right? And finally just started, took anything he could take, started cleaning bathrooms, started cleaning toilets, made money to live off. See, made money. He didn't feel like it was beneath him. Made money to live off. Ended up buying his own business. And you know, you say to people, if you start off, to your point, if you start off, well, that's beneath me. I'm not going to do that. I'm not interested. Like, okay, yeah. And you know what? You'll go nowhere at that point. Nothing will come to you. You get me started. Get my blood pressure up.
Hey, man, you know, I mean, let's take Joseph, man, an archetype of Christ in the Old Testament. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, you know, and rather than being a butthurt and rebel and stuff like that, he made himself useful, you know, and ended up becoming the viceroy of Egypt. It's like, you learn from that, you know.
You know, it's funny, I'm glad you brought that up, because I always tell people, don't go into the job thinking, you know, I'm just a pencil sharpener here or whatever. Right? Be the best pencil sharpener you can be. Mm-hmm. Step out, do other things. Become such an asset.
Yes.
And I hate to do this. Become such an asset to the company that when they go to let somebody go, or they go, you know what? No. Not Fred. Fred Lee, that guy works hard. He does all kinds of stuff. He never complains. But you see, John, he's always beefing about how hard his job. Get rid of him. Move so-and-so into his position. Be that guy, right?
Yep.
And they don't care what color you are if you're making money for the company.
Yes.
The only color they care about is green.
Green. Yes.
God bless.
Dark green or light green, we don't care.
Just ask Al Sharpton what his favorite color is.
Right.
Oh, God. I'm going to get so many emails for that. Big Brother's at it again in Los Angeles. I love these weird stories with you, but Big Brother's at it again here in Los Angeles, and they're passing an ordinance in Los Angeles County that will force landowners, apartment owners, rental owners to have functioning air conditioners in the apartments, standalone if they have to be, whatever, and that they are able to bring the heat or the temperature in the apartment down to 80 degrees or else. And I'm going, okay, here they go again. They don't want us to build with natural gas anymore. They want us to put solar panels on the roof. And you're going to run that that air conditioner when it's 114 degrees outside and try to get that apartment down to 80? Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun to watch anyhow. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible, because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I laugh because you guys send me stuff during the break. I don't always read it. I get to it eventually, but some of these stories are nuts. Just nuts. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And listen, so before we get rolling, tell people they can you know, pick up the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study and your Musica, whatever.
Sure. Right on, man. Thank you. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And, yeah, you can come and check out the Zoloft, which is the Head Right Hangout, and the Zopium Den, which is the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, my music projects, Sledge X, where I focus on a lot of, right now I'm focusing on a lot of Gen X music, and I like to, you know, give them a little Sledge X twist.
Yeah. Gen X.
Check that out.
Yeah. The you know what a fan I am of Gen X. Anyway, also, you got some kind of other project going on, don't you? Where you know, trying to get your equipment all like I do from time to time, trying to get your equipment updated, right?
Hey, well, you know what? Because we want to upgrade our content, of course, so we want to get better captures, better audio. So, yes, if you guys, if you come to the site and you find that you like the content that we do there and you want to see us present it in the way that it's envisioned, like right now you see me doing table reads and stuff like that, but the Zoloft and the Zopium Den is actually meant to be a one is a Bible-based comedy show and the other one is a conservative but still Bible-based comedy show, but it's more focused on the politics and stuff. But we're going to present them like in more like a Saturday Night Live, Monty Python, you know, Dave Chappelle type like format, and we're going to keep it clean and PG-13, so you know you don't have to worry about us getting all reprobate minded and stuff like that. You know, we'll keep the standards and values, like, you know, like we talk about, you know.
No, I don't think nobody ever has to. I can tell you if it's something with Zoe, you never have to worry about content, we'll put it that way. Me, it might be a little off color, but it won't be nasty, you know. I did a story the other day about this guy. He loved his hamster so much that when it died, he went and found a taxidermy for the hamster. A hamster, okay? But this gets better. Because the hamster had a certain kind of character. He wanted it stuffed in such a fashion where that character could be brought out. So he had it stuffed and put in a pole dancing apparatus and made it look like the hamster was a pole dancer. So, right. I'm not making it up.
Well, you know, I know hamsters like to go around that wheel. I didn't know that hamsters like to go around the poles.
The poles, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm just going to leave it there. Hopefully, people are keeping an eye on him.
Have you ever had a hamster, John?
I have not. No. Can't say. Not even for food reasons. I've never had one.
I have had a hamster, man, and they are some charming little rodents. I think it's a rodent. They are some charming little rodents, man.
Oh, my God. But it is a rodent. You're okay. Exactly right. But, I mean, you look at that thing, and I go, what? I could, you know, I grew up in Boston. We had them running all around the place. We called them rats. We didn't call them hamsters. So they were everywhere. Anyhow, where was I? See, now you got my mind in all the wrong places. I was talking to you about how, you know, Big Daddy's at it again, you know, the nanny state where the county of Los Angeles has decided that now landlords are required to have air conditioners that are capable of cooling the apartment and or the house down to at least 80 degrees when it's 114 outside. I don't know how that's going to work. When they don't allow natural gas for electricity, when they have you pulling off of solar panels and wind farms that aren't working at all, I don't know how that all is going to work. But think about that. Again, I buy the house, right? I buy it for passive income or for income for myself. I can't put natural gas in. I have to make sure it has an air conditioner that will keep the apartment down to 80 degrees. I mean, hello? Why don't I just buy it? Or let you buy it, and I'll live in it or something. I don't know. I mean, it's not your money. It's mine. Leave me alone. If I want to lose because somebody comes in and doesn't want to rent an apartment without air conditioning, that's my headache, right?
Right, man. And really, man, it's a testament against themselves in showing how much their green energy and their appliances suck. It's like, is that your thing?
That's
like,
true.
You know, it can only cool the house down to 80 degrees? That doesn't say a lot about the green technology if it's only. I mean, because that's why they make it a law. It's like they're trying to protect themselves. You have to at least cool it down to 80 degrees. Why? Because it really can't do much better than that? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want the ice cubes in my drink to cool too fast. That's what I mean, to melt too quick. But no, I love that. You read that stuff and you just start laughing. Going, is that you got vets sleeping in the street? You got people 3 tenths deep on the street, okay? You got people dying in the street after they shoot up. You know what? Those air conditioners, that's the problem. That's the real problem, you know?
Right. Like,
come on. What is wrong with you people? I already know what's wrong with them.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Texas, the border. You're part of the world now.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, have you seen, I don't want to give away your location, but have you seen any kind of slowdown, if you would, in what's going on with immigration? Were you affected by it before at all in the area that you're in?
No, there's a it seems to always be a topic. Just this flood of illegals coming in, and we know that Abbott is holding. As far as I know, he's standing firm, and it's like, look, man, we're not going to take down that razor wire. Matter of fact, we're going to put up some more. So, for the Democrats, you know, to try to say that you know, they're going to come in and, you know, bring their personnel to stop it. They're not following the Constitution.
No.
And when you have, it's when the federal government is not doing what they're supposed to do, you have a responsibility as a state to be like, okay, well, we're going to have to do that ourselves. And it's vice versa. If a state is not doing what they're, if a state is doing things that's antithetical to the supreme law of the land, the federal government has the right to intervene to protect people's rights. And it works vice versa. If the state is left, you know, hanging out to dry by the federal government not doing their job. And as far as Biden is concerned, he is doing his job. You know, you're going to have, just if I can say it really quick, you're going to have people out there saying that, you know, Biden's in dereliction of duty and all that sort of stuff. Biden needs to do his job. Y'all need to understand, as far as they're concerned, they are doing their job, and you do not want them to do their job. Democrats have a whole different idea of what their job description is. You do not want them to do their job. You might as well put that energy in saying we need this person out of office altogether, because they really their job is to undermine the republic. That's who Democrats have always been. That's their job.
Yeah, when I look at what's going on in Texas, and like I said, they don't even veil it anymore. Every legal action they take against that state, the state of Texas, is to allow more immigration, is to allow more illegal immigration, if you would. And they're doing it right in front of your face. You know why? Because they know that there's an ignorant electorate out there. They don't know the law. They really don't know what's going on. To your point earlier, Abbott has every constitutional right to protect himself. So to say I know more than SCOTUS, no, I'm not going to say that. To say that SCOTUS is kind of leaning towards what they perceive to be as you know, keeping the peace, that's wrong. You shouldn't care about keeping the peace. You should care about keeping the law.
Absolutely. And this, as far as I'm concerned, their decision is totally immoral, and is corrupt behavior. You know, and this, yeah, that's a qualifying factor to have them removed, as far as the Constitution goes. Like, you guys have you're putting the country at risk. You know, this is wrong.
I want whoever gets into the White House. Now, you know, I hope it's Trump, but I hope that they put together like an anti treason team. Okay,
yeah,
and they're a team of marshals and attorneys, and every one of these people that blatantly, not by accident, but blatantly broke, you know, went against our Constitution, needs to go to jail. They need to be prosecuted, absolutely, and they need to go to jail.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And unfortunately, I think I caught Trump, wind of Trump saying that, yeah, he's not going to do that. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think you missed the recent speech where he said they will go after every treasonous person in the deep state, and that kind of stuff. He went to, I mean, he said it. We'll see if he does it. He was also going to put Hillary in jail, and yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, I'd like to make that a ringtone, you know, because that's the song I'm wanting to hear, man. That's my jam. Yes.
Not you're fired, but you're guilty, and you're going to jail. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that would be a good ringtone to have too. All right, listen. If you decide to go back to school to university, oh crud, University of Wisconsin Law School now, they have a new reorientation class that you have to take. It's mandatory. And the class basically teaches you that there are no exceptional white folks. But, we're not. we got to go. I know you can't. I saw that. Somebody just sent me that a while ago. I'm looking at it going, it's a law class. That's discrimination. You can't do that. Anyway, where do people find your stuff?
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. And anybody has an opportunity to be exceptional there.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. Yes, and go there, BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Buy the music. Stop feeding Beyonce.
It's exceptional.
Look at her. She's got more food. She got enough food. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Be back in one.